Well, hello, and welcome to the Jazz Focus. My name is John Clark. Thank you for joining us again, and welcome if it's your first time. So we have been exploring some of the cobwebby corners, as we say, of jazz recorded history. And a while back, I did a radio program on Eddie South, the great violinist, African-American violinist, who was known as the Dark Angel of the Violin. And I played some of the things that he did in Europe in the late 1930s with Django Reinhardt and Stephan Grappelli, among others. And then some of the trio sides and quartet sides he did in the 40s, including some live recordings. And those were very progressive for the day. He had come up in the 1920s. He had made his first recording in 1923, but he never stopped growing as a musician, and the bebop players actually listened to him. The recordings we're going to be listening to today are ones that I came across while I was looking into that show. These are a series of transcriptions that Eddie South and his international orchestra did in Hollywood in the first month or two of 1933. They were in residence at a couple of clubs out there, and they were hired by the Celloni Company, which made a beauty treatment, essentially, a facial skin cream or something like that. And they had a regular commercial broadcast touting their product, and Eddie South and his international orchestra was the house band for that. These were about 15-minute programs. They were pre-recorded. One of the participants in the band was Milt Hinton, the great bass player. This was one of his early gigs away from Chicago, where he grew up, and he remembered that these had to be done in one take. You started at the beginning, there were announcements, we're going to hear a couple of those, there were commercials, and the music had to come in and out where it needed to be, and if there was a mistake made, they had to stop and start all over again, kind of like the way the Vitaphone short subjects were recorded at the beginning of the sound era. But there are 12, actually there are more than that, there are 16 programs that are extant at the moment, and there may well be more than that. And each one has four or five tunes that really run quite a gamut between jazz and ballad playing, Tin Pan Alley things of the 1920s and 30s, waltzes, tangos, rumbas, pasodobles, Hungarian tunes, Yiddish tunes, German tunes, you name it. The band really lived up to its name of the International Orchestra. Eddie South had been touring with his band, and another one that he called the Alabamians, which was similar, in Europe during most of the second half of the 1920s before coming back and ending up on the West Coast with his group. He stopped off in Chicago and picked up a couple of the musicians who were in it. This is a fairly small group. It consists of Eddie South on violin and singing, J. Wright Smith on second violin. He doesn't solo, but he plays some of the ensemble parts, which might give you some feelings about both Western swing and also some of the European string ensembles as well. We have Clifford Clarinet King playing clarinet and vocal. He also recorded some of the commercial sides with his band, played some bass clarinet. He had been in Chicago during the 1920s, and we're told in the notes that he left right after this engagement and left music altogether to become a psychologist. So there you go. We have Antonio Spaulding, who was sometimes known as Antonia and sometimes known as Joe, but Spaulding nonetheless, and he plays piano and celesta, and he does some very interesting work, ballad work and otherwise on here. We have Everett Barksdale, who became much better known later on guitar and singing. He was quite young, as was the bass player, Milt Hinton, who also sings one number we're going to hear, and then one of the deans of Chicago percussionists, Jimmy Bertrand, came out as well, playing drums and assorted percussion. And these were done between January and March of 1933. They were broadcast for this Celloni skin treatment. Weaver Jackson was the advertising agency that put it on, and you'll hear the slogan, Weaver Jackson presents a program for Celloni Skin Rejuvenator, not using plastic surgery, as it says, and it calls it a mysterious product. I'm not so sure I'd want a mysterious product on my face, but that's what they were hawking in 1933. So we're going to play a selection of tunes. This is a 3-CD set that came out on the Jazz Oracle label, and I'm going to pick and choose a range of things, jazz and otherwise here, and we are going to play one complete program in the second set to give you an idea of how those things went. So the first tune that we're going to hear is something called Two Guitars. Supposedly this is a traditional Russian melody with an arrangement by Eddie South, and they recorded this commercially as well, but we're going to hear some nice clarinet playing by Clifford King, who was not known as a jazz player, but was a very good technical player. Following that, we're going to go to a nice ballad, Body and Soul. And remember, this is 1933, 6 years before Coleman Hawkins recorded Body and Soul. And here we have Eddie South doing a beautiful version, just in duet with Spalding on piano. And this was at a tempo that most jazz players didn't attempt until Coleman Hawkins came back from Europe in 1939. And here is Eddie South much earlier. After that, we're going to jump over to a nice rumba called La Rosita, and that's a tango, and that was one of the most popular tangos of the early 30s. It was recorded many times. Benny Goodman actually had a dance band version of that in the 40s, and then there was a marvelous recording with Coleman Hawkins and Ben Webster in the 1950s, but here it's done pretty much as it was written by Stewart and DuPont, as a tango with a little bit of an Eddie South vocal. Eddie South had a kind of a Bing Crosby-like delivery in his vocalisms here, and he's probably the most successful vocalist in the band. We'll hear some other ones that are a little bit more suspect, shall we say. Then we're going to go to another ballad, which was not a ballad until shortly before this performance. It was Stardust, composed by Mitchell Parrish and Hoagy Carmichael. Originally, it was kind of a medium-tempo dance tune, but then it was slowed down by Louis Armstrong, among others. And here we have Eddie South playing it in the same way, with good violin, as well as piano by Antonio Spaulding and Everett Barksdale on guitar. Then we're going to finish up with an accordion classic, not done by accordion here, but a nice energetic performance of The Lady of Spain by Hargreaves Evans, Damerel, and Tilsey, and that was a Paso Doble. It was, at least that's how it was taken here, and you will hear some very fancy background clarinet work by Clifford King. So this is Eddie South and his International Orchestra from February or March of 1933. And the tunes we're going to hear, two guitars, Body and Soul, La Rosita, Stardust, and Lady of Spain.
Here are the first two selections in our program, two guitars and that good old Goofus. Eddie South and his violin, Eddie's own conception of Body and Soul. Thank you. Been many tangos, but none more popular than the one to which you are now listening, La Rosita. Listen to me, Rosita. You know that I care for you. I love you so dearly. No one will ever take your place in my heart.
tu has nacida, cara mía, Rosita. Yo quiero ahora, always, I love you, Rosita. Sweet girl of my dreams, hear my song, I implore you. Soul of my soul, hear my gay serenade. Deep in my heart, I will always adore you. I love but you, my Rosita Forte.
Melody which was arranged entirely from licks and breaks, Stardust. Thank you. first group of numbers includes Lady of Spain and The Russian Rag.
That was a range of music we had there. We started out with that Russian folk tune arranged by Eddie South, Two Guitars, featuring some good clarinet playing by Clifford King. Then that very rhapsodic version of Body and Soul, featuring just Antonia Spaulding on piano and Eddie South on violin. A very beautiful, well-wrought performance showing South's classical training. He had been trained, as I said, as a classical violinist. He was from Louisiana, Mississippi. He was born there in 1904, and he studied quite extensively with numerous violin teachers, black and white violin teachers growing up, but there wasn't any course for an African-American classical violinist at the time. There was no hope of getting a job with a symphony or anything like that, so he started working as a popular musician. But he maintained a very open-minded approach to music. As I said, he toured through Europe through a good part of the 1920s. He studied, informally anyway, Hungarian music. His theme, Jarkety, I think that's how you pronounce it. I think I had announced on the radio show that it was Scandinavian. I always thought it was, but apparently it was a Hungarian folk song, and he even sings a song on one of these broadcasts in Hungarian. He did a study of gypsy music. As I said, he recorded with Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli and the Quintet of the Hot Club of France, and he was really a remarkably well-versed musician in all kinds of different ways. As I said, his description was the dark angel of the violin, and there are several points in these programs where he is referred to as the angel of the violin. So it's quite possible that Weaver Jackson, or whoever the advertising agency was, didn't necessarily want it known that the band on this program was an African-American band. It was called the International Orchestra for good reason. It represented a lot of different international flavors of music, and we'll be hearing even more coming up soon, so kind of an interesting point there. You also hear an announcer, and we don't know the announcer's name, but he did all of these shows, and occasionally he announces a song we're not going to hear. For example, after Two Guitars, he said we were going to hear Goofus, and I decided to pass on that one, and we'll hear a few other things coming up. And there are no commercials here that are repeated, so we don't have those, fortunately or unfortunately. So now we're going to play program number 12. And as I said, there were 16 of these programs. And this one we're going to play from stem to stern with the omission of the commercials. We're going to hear that theme, Jarkety, at the beginning and the end. And one of the reasons I picked this program is because they decided to play a full version of it in the middle of the program. Apparently they had had some, if we believe the announcer, some mail asking them to play a full version. And here indeed they do. So after the first short theme, we're going to hear Sweet Muchacha, a rumba by Agar Hoffman and Cameron. Then an interesting tune, we don't know who wrote it, Throw a Little Salt on the Bluebird's Tail. It might have been an Eddie South original, but here it is featuring the vocal talents of Milt Hinton. He sang on one commercial recording as well, Old Man Harlem, but this is an interesting version of this tune. Then the theme song, Yakati, a traditional Hungarian melody arranged by South, and a full version of that. And then we're going to go to Thanksgiving, Johnny Mercer and Hoagy Carmichael tune, not a very well-known one, and here it will be sung by Eddie South. And then the theme, and then we're out. And that's the program, about 12 minutes long or so. We have time to do a couple more after that. We're going to hear a gospel, or a pseudo-gospel tune called Deep River that you might have heard of. It was by Harry Burley, an African-American singer who had studied with Antonin Dvorak in the late part of the 1890s. And this was a song that he wrote in response to Dvorak's claim that the only real American music was Native American and African-American music. And we will hear, going out of that song, into the Dvorak theme, Going Home, which he used as part of his New World Symphony, the second movement, and then back to Deep River after that. And then we're going to finish up with a out-and-out jazz version of the Kalmar and Ruby tune, Three Little Words, which will feature Eddie South, Clifford King on clarinet, and we'll get a good guitar solo by Everett Barksdale as well. So we'll hear show number, 13, with the theme, Sweet Muchacha, Throw a Little Salt in the Bluebird's Tail, Yar Kitty, and Thanksgiving, and then Deep River, along with Going Home, and ending up with Three Little Words, Eddie South and his international orchestra.
Weaver Jackson presents a program for Colony Skin, a mysterious glandular substance which brings you facial rejuvenation. Presenting Eddie South and his international orchestra. Two popular tunes are brought to us first, Sweet Muchacha and Throw a Little Salt on the Bluebird's Tail. The vocal is by Milton Hinton.
Then you'll always find it with a while. But if you cry, you'll never capture him. He'll fly up to a higher limb. So strong, be a sunny Jim. Whenever skies are cloudy, I'll throw a little salt on that bluebird's tail. You can do it, I can do it, anyone can do it with a smile. Scat boot ba da di da dum dum off bluebird's tail. Ba di da dum di da di da di da dum dum. Kitty ba di ba da di ba young as bluebird. Di di da dum dum. Gap di da dum gap on higher limbs. Keep up di 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 da ba jambo. Ba di da di di da di young. Don't be a sunny Jim, I'll take a little salt on that bluebird's tail.
Has requested they hear more of our theme melody. Eddie South, Angel of the Violin, plays it as a solo. Hazy Carty. May not be November with turkey and trimmings, but to Eddie South and his international orchestra, it is Thanksgiving just the same. Eddie sings the chorus.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving. Now I'm really living. Life is one sweet song. Oh, how blue skies, they just can't be cloudy since my loved one came along. Sweet sunshine smiles at me every day on grand big jubilee. Whoa. Oh, Thanksgiving. Boys, I'm really living since love came my way. That sweet sunshine smiles at me. Why, my days, that's one grand big jubilee. Oh. Thank you.
was some fiery jazz playing on that last tune. Three Little Words. Again, these are I've been saying the Celloni broadcast. It's apparently the Celloni broadcast transcriptions. That was the name of the company, at least as far as the narrator was saying. So Three Little Words featured an excellent guitar solo by Everett Barksdale, who was quite young, Clifford King on clarinet, and Eddie South on violin. And before that, we heard Deep River in a medley with Going Home, the Dvorak tune in there, and a nice version of a spiritual. It goes into a little of a bit of a tango beat in the middle as well. And then we started out with that whole show number 13 of these broadcasts, that started out with our theme, going into La Comparsita. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The theme going into Sweet Muchacha. Sorry about that. A rumba. Then the Milt Hinton vocal, replete with some scat singing on Throw a Little Salt on the Bluebird's Tail. And then the theme in full regalia, Jarkati, the Hungarian tune that South had picked up somewhere, probably maybe in Hungary when he was over there in the middle 1920s. He recorded that numerous times and used that as a theme song for the rest of his career. And then we finished up with a tune that was unknown to me by Hoagy Carmichael and Johnny Mercer, Thanksgiving, which had a nice little lilt to it going along and had a good Eddie South vocal. As I said, he obviously has some Bing Crosby influence in there. Then we finished up with another short version of the theme before going on to Deep River. So Eddie South, after he left the West Coast, went back to Chicago with more or less the same band, did some recordings there. He went back to Europe in the middle part of the 30s, 36, 37, where he, as I said, toured around and recorded with Django Reinhardt and some of the other American stars there, as well as the Quintet of the Hot Club of France. And then he came back and did a lot of radio work in New York and then into Hollywood as well. And you can check out my other podcast, my show on WETF, that delved into that period. Then he lived to 1962. He was still playing up to the end. He did a few LPs. He recorded with some other violinists, with Stuff Smith and Ray Nance, but he never really achieved a great celebrity, which is too bad because he was probably technically the best of all the jazz violinists, white or black, from the 1920s, 30s, or 40s. Really outstanding player. So we have one more set for you and some more interesting tunes. The one we're going to start with is a tune by the black vaudeville and minstrel show performer J. Lubri Hill, who was very well known in the early part of the 20th century. And this tune is called At the Ball, That's All. It was originally, I think, a waltz. It might have been at any rate. This is taken as a very up-tempo tune. Laurel and Hardy fans will remember this is the song that Stan and Ollie danced to in the movie Way Out West. It was sung by the Sons of the Pioneers with Chill Wills. Kind of an interesting little sidelight to that tune. After that, we're going to hear a nice sort of jazzier version of a tune that's not terribly well known. It's called If It Ain't Love by Andy Razeff, Don Redman, and Fats Waller. It's a good feature for Eddie South's violin. Following that is a tune that was originally called Little Buttercup, but was renamed I'll Never Be the Same. And a nice ballad performance by Otto Kahn, Matty Maldock, and Frank Signorelli. And it's actually a feature for the pianist, Antonio Spaulding, who is, as I said, a very good pianist. And a little bit of Eddie South in there as well. Then we will hear a tune that South recorded in the 40s, Penthouse Serenade, When We're Alone, by Jason and Burton. And that's a duo between Eddie South and Antonio Spaulding. Then we're going to finish up with a good sort of early 30s tune by Cook and Robinson called Stop the Sun, Stop the Moon, a good minor key tune that allows some good blowing by Clifford King on clarinet, along with Antonio Spaulding and Eddie South. And those will be our tunes for this final set of these Celloni broadcast transcriptions. At the Ball, That's All, If It Ain't Love, I'll Never Be the Same, Penthouse Serenade, and Stop the Sun.
Now to hear some more of Eddie South and his violin. Eddie South, one of the greatest of modern violinists, this time takes the asbestos sheet off his violin, plays a real torrid number in At the Ball. We'll be right back. number If It Ain't Love. Antonio Spaulding, pianist of Eddie South's orchestra, assisted by Eddie South and the International Boys, a piano solo entitled I'll Never Be the Same. Thank you. the angel of the violin, Eddie South in one of those delightful solos, Penthouse Serenade. Eddie South, his violin, and his international orchestra in that popular favorite, Stop the Sun, Stop the Moon. Thank you.
So there you have Eddie South and his International Orchestra for the Colony Broadcast Transcriptions Programs, all 16 programs that are out on three CDs, the Jazz Oracle CD series. And very interesting programs, very interesting playing. Not just jazz, certainly, is a very wide range of popular music from that period. And that set started out with At the Ball, That's All, the J. Lubre Hill tune. As I mentioned, that was in Way Out West, the Laurel and Hardy film. I erred. It was not the Sons of the Pioneers. It was the Avalon Boys who sang that, but it was indeed Chill Wills who was singing it with them. Then we went to If It Ain't Love, the Fats Waller and Eddie Razif tune. Big feature, both of those, for Eddie South on violin. Then I'll Never Be the Same, a beautiful performance with just Antonio Spaulding on piano, followed by Penthouse Serenade, same idea. Very rhapsodic, very well played, very well realized. Eddie South was a superior violin player. And then we ended up with Stop the Sun, Stop the Moon, which gave us a little bit of Clifford King in addition to Eddie South and the rest of the International Jazz Band. So we hope you've enjoyed this program. This has been the Jazz Focus. My name is John Clark, and we are here regularly. We have about 250 podcasts available for you. Hope you might be interested in sponsoring us. Take a look at that button at the top of your browser if you're on Spotify or Apple, or on our home on anchor.fm. So thank you very much, and I'll see you on the other side.